everybody. Well, another BBS radio program, and today is Saturday. You may already know that unless you're overseas, and it may be Sunday, but the date today where we are is August 27th, 2016. And if you're on an archive, you may actually feel the date, as we clear it, affect you. Maybe this is the first time you're listening to an archive. You just have to pick this one and you go, wow, you're going to clear the date? Well, you know, I'm in, you know, January, you know, of next year or something. But this date can affect you. So here we go. Take note on how your body feels now. I'm going to clear this date. So August 27, 2016. I'll count to 10 to clear it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man, do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And in the history or her story interviews here, a while back to 1883, we had the volcano, Indonesia volcano. Did I say that right? Yeah. And it's Krakatoa exploded. Killed 36,000 people. So, maybe they're floating around still, emotional bodies, I don't know. But let's clear that again here. If any of these emotional bodies would like to leave, here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, you can see if you have any Klingons hanging on to you, so you're going to feel different if you do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Somewhere going, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's clear some aliens here. Remember, we have on YouTube and on the website, we have the, I guess, release enslaved aliens, something like that. And they're stuck here like we are. They're probably maybe even worse shape. So here we go. Let's get the ones out of here that would like to leave, because they probably have no way to get a to escape their masters here. So here we go. Releasing them, I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, wow, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. We'll bring up the light beams here. So if you have a light beam, one picture up or multiples, we'll energize those for you. And then we'll clear away one of your own situations that you're dealing with. So here we go. Let's bring up the light beams, and they'll bring peace to you. Here we go. Peace energy is coming. They don't do healing. They'll just do peace. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'll give a little more energy for everybody. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's think of an issue that you're dealing with. Hopefully you don't have anything, but you may have something. If you do, let's release it from you. The one program, remember, all we run here is programs. So once you look at that like a computer, like you are your computer, and you run programs, and they can run in the background without you even knowing about it, giving you viruses and illnesses and things. So here we go. Think of that one issue, the one program we're going to release from you to give you peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wonderful. Okay, well, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we'll probably go there about a quarter till, you know, basically around that time. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Ann, somewhere?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Yes, and as Ron said, it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Good for all of you that are listening live, because it's such a wonderful opportunity to request a healing on Creation Lightship, a physical healing, so you can start thinking about what you want to request from the lovely light beings. You can keep it in mind or write it down. A lot of people write things down, even pin it. Maybe have a little sticky post-it note. You can just stick it on your shirt like kindergarten. And yes, please send in any requests for special rooms. We already have one that came in, and you can send that to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on that button on the BBS page for the fast chat, and you can send a message while the show is on. And we do really appreciate getting your room requests. And let's see. Oh, and if you are listening on an archive, like Ron was talking about that before, just for the period that we're at the lightship, you won't be transported or bilocated to the lightship, but you will be able to experience lovely peace energy. And it's not too long. It's still really worth listening to the archives of these shows. So, Ron, we talked about the special healing call you have coming up on September 10th. It's going to be at 10:30 a.m., and it costs $20. I'm not sure if I said that last night. And you pay for that by going to the donate button on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and then you send the $20 receipt from PayPal to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will send you the phone number you need and the PIN number. And that's going to be
and
a cultural...
We may have it coming out on our email that we send out maybe in half a week or maybe
right.
Tomorrow or the day after. So there could be a link on that also.
Oh, okay, good.
So either way works. But if you do it manually, we'll say send it the week before, typically like on a Wednesday before Saturday. That way
right.
I can look at those emails and they're going to be all grouped together. So back to you.
Right. Okay. So we asked people for the special call that you're going to do. You're calling the Cultural Heritage Disconnection. And we asked people for requests, and we got in several from yesterday from listeners. But before we get to that, Ron, I wanted to ask you, somebody, you were talking about programs at the beginning of the show, and somebody wrote in, Ron, now that we're feeling less pressure and attacks from aliens, would this be a good time to do some mind-oriented clearings to get rid of the programs they put into us?
I would say so, because they're still running. Remember, you have programs running, from one of your ancestors that lost somebody. Somebody died, maybe 200 AD. So that program is still running in you because it's active in your genetics. And all these programs do run in us, unfortunately. So, yes, is it a good idea to clear out the mind programs, energies that connect to the body? I would say so. Definitely. That's what the whole lifetime clearings are. But we have some special mind ones. So think of those as the ones that really are getting you maybe a little more than the whole lifetime ones, but, you're still running them. But, I guess we can go that direction on the show tonight a little bit.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I looked up Mind and on your website. And, again, if you're new and you haven't seen Ron's website, it's full of lots of wonderful information, and it's creationlightship.com. You have the Mind Matrix Bundle, which is four different mind-based healings for $200 for a month. Then there's the Mind Looping, which I think is kind of self-explanatory. If you've got an obsessive thought or something that keeps repeating in your mind it says right on there, repetitive thoughts. Mind Interference Body Clearing. Of course, the Dark Side Mind Control Transmissions, which includes alien and human practitioners. So, that's important to do because there could be still some humans who were connected to aliens. Even if they're gone, they're still doing their dark arts practices. So there are a lot of them on there. I think that's a really wonderful idea. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah, and we can keep talking about more of that. Oh, we're getting room requests in. Thank you very much. So let me go into what people requested, Ron, that did write into us for their ideas for the healing call to clear our cultural junk that's running in us. Sometimes we're not even aware of it. So somebody wrote in social injustice, racial discrimination, derogatory names and descriptions, death due to religious beliefs, genocide, extreme loss and displacement due to invasion, becoming a refugee. And that was all from one listener. And somebody else sent in fear-based education system and animal cruelty. And then another really mind-centered for the cultural heritage. If a person's willpower / mind is connected and hardwired to a program. So I don't know if that's too general, Ron, for that call to just disconnect all of our mind programs from our heritage, but I thought that was a really good idea.
That'd be, you know, probably cannot be done that way, but that's a good way to look at it. So you may have issues that you can pull out of a hat that you want to have cleared. Yeah, that's very good for that information. Remember, you don't know what you don't know, and if you start realizing that things are happening to you, it can be kind of disconcerting, and it's really not your fault. You know, you go, wow, why is this happening? Well, it's not that you typically caused it. It's the fact that it's a program running in you, and you can't get away from it. So that's the nice thing about the clearings that we have. You have some hope. Back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone just sent in a nice message. I thought last Saturday night's program of healing the 500 years of issues was of great value. I have already listened to the archives 5 times just to obtain the information put forth. It is always appreciated when the co-host asks Ron to state how many times such a healing will work on the archives for a particular clearing. I believe I am still reaping the benefits and will pursue a path of more 7-generation clearings, too.
Wonderful. That's great.
Yes, if you missed last Saturday night's show, I strongly suggest listening to that. And thank you for the reminder for everyone. Ron actually said that we can get the healings from that repeated 3 times. So this person said they've listened even more than 3 times, but they're, you know, getting a lot from the information that you put forth. So, yes, we all thank you so much for that, Ron. And, we had a couple of, I think these are mind questions also. 2 different people wrote in with a mind issue. One is a person gets like some kind of sign or message that and feels sad because they feel like someone's in transition, but they don't know who and they don't know any of the facts, and then all of a sudden they'll hear, oh, yes, so-and-so died. And another person wrote in that they were at an event where someone fell and had to be lifted up and helped out of the location and then later denied that it ever happened.
Wow, that's been...
What's happening with these people, Ron, and their mind energy?
Well, that could be actually a clone. Maybe they got replaced, and so the clone never had that experience. So I'm not saying that, you know, your best friend got cloned out. Okay, don't go there, although it could be true. but what I am saying is that the cloned energies very possibly came in and gave them this problem. And when the new clone came in, it didn't realize that something happened to it. So that's kind of what I call it's driving into the billboard. You know, and this is the reason why I say this. You're driving your car, and all of a sudden you get abducted, but you don't know that, and you're still driving your car, and you're seeing the cars beside you and the trees and whatever else, the pavement, your speedometer, everything else looks perfectly fine for you, but you're not here. But you're still driving your car. You went into the billboard, and now you're driving your car in the Beyondo. And that can last for 5 or 10 minutes, and who knows what they're doing to you there, but you just still think you're driving your car. I won't go into the other details because that could be kind of scary, but just realize that this is happening. It's happened to everybody. So, you know, I'm talking to everybody listening. And then all of a sudden they bring you back down again, and maybe your ears pop. That's a common thing. You start to yawn, your eyes start to water or something, and then you get your consciousness back, and you go, oh, crap. I don't remember where I was or what I was doing. That's one reaction, like, gee, how did I get here, you know? Or, man, I was supposed to turn off on that street or that off-ramp, you know, back there, and I missed it. So, and then all of a sudden you start beating yourself up because, you know, maybe you thought you were daydreaming or doing something else, and maybe you were, but you don't know about that. You know, you just got beamed in. Or, sometimes when you get beamed in, all of a sudden your car swerves because the steering wheel isn't exactly right. And that kind of wakes you up instantly. And or you look to the left of you and there's a car there. And you go, man, where'd that car come from? You know? But it's even worse when you're driving at night and there's no headlights behind you. And then you come in and you go, God, there's headlights behind me now. There weren't, you know, there's no place for the car to even come on the road here, you know. Lucky people will tell me about that, and that gets really freaky. And normally your mind, you know, doesn't know how to process that you were abducted, you know. You just go, well, yeah, you know, just one of those weird things, and, you know, that's about all that you want to talk about or think about, and then it's done and over with. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. We have a listener, Ron, with a computer that keeps crashing, and they're wondering if you could do a clearing of some sort for our computers.
Okay, so here we go. I'll count to 10. We'll see what happens here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Hopefully you have some peace there and your computer is happy now. So we'll see what happens here. So back to you.
Okay. And then another thing, this person mentions Windows 10. And another listener sent us some suggestions on how to work better with Windows 10 to keep your screen open all the time. So if you'd like a copy of that email, you can send a request, and we'll send that out to you after the show tonight. Okay, Ron, you have a terrific clearing on your website called the Natal Barcode, and I think it would be great to talk about that a little bit tonight for new listeners, but the listener wrote in, I ran the Natal Barcode on my name in full capital letters. It released many attachments of control energies affecting my being. Would recommend running your name in all capital letters. Thank you for the Natal Barcode clearing.
So that's your corporate name.
So, okay. Okay,
that's your corporation name. So that would be all capital letters. Yeah, and that could affect you also. So, yeah, very good.
And can you just explain what the Natal Barcode clearing is?
Sure, yeah. The Natal Barcode clearing is what the aliens did to you before you came here. Remember, they wanted to track you, so they gave you your name, typically. You know, they're whispering in your parents' ear your name, you know. And it gives your kind of like your life history of many many possibilities, and the ones that are most likely to work, you know, with you throughout this lifetime. And it's also the way the planets control you and everything else. So that clearing is designed to take away the programs, the controlling energies that these youths, unwanted universal travelers, to use that word in place of aliens, are doing to you. So you want to get that energy completely off of you. So you put your name in. These are all tracking things, tracking barcodes. So if that's a little kind of new to you, you know, you go by your name. If somebody says your name, that, you know, you stand at attention, you know, oh, that's me, you know. You have your favorite numbers that you seem to see all the time. And I know that's your favorite, but you see them all the time. That's another tracking program. You have, you know, the clock numbers on digital clocks, 11-11 or whatever, 10-10 or whatever, you know, is your favorite number. They're also on license plates. You have, like, hotel rooms, you know. You go to a hotel or motel, and all of a sudden you go, yeah, you know, this is all like, I get twos a lot. So, gee, this is like 246 on the door. That's something. It's all kind of divisible by, you know, twos. So, wow, interesting, you know. Then you have... maybe colors that you like. Maybe you like wearing, you know, green all the time, so you have a lot of green clothes. And then all of a sudden they switch it on you because you got to a certain age, and now you're wearing blue. You cut out of the green phase for 10 years, now you're wearing blue. And you go, wow, why am I doing that? Well, it just feels right to me. That's why I'm doing it. And so, you know, you have your nickname, you have your spouse's, you know, your name for being married. Maybe you have... a bunch of names after your name, nicknames, middle name, boy, the school that you went to, you want to get that off of you, phone numbers, license plate, anything that's attached to you, maybe even your car VIN number. In fact, I bet you nobody's cleared their VIN number on their vehicle or vehicles. So you might try that. Go in there and get that energy off of you. Because it's going to relate to you, because now you're associating with your car. You have anything to add, Ann?
That's a great idea, Ron. I think it might actually say on there your GPS location, and somebody suggested one time, I'm trying to think what it was called, lot numbers or something, where your property is. There's something on the map that are, you know, numbers that,
Your APN number,
All the, you know, and the numbers, I know you always stress numbers, and because they really hook us up through the numbers, but I also have great success when I put someone's name in there, like if somebody's been bothering me or courting me or something, it really works to put their name in. I think.
That's great.
You know, so, and I just want to say, if you're not familiar with the natal barcode clearing, it's only $50 for lifetime use. And you can clear anything in there. I mean, even if, I would say, let's say you have a condition or a disease, put the name of it in or whatever the doctors told you, put all that in there and just get rid of the charge on all those words. And you always talk about the vowels, Ron, and especially the repeat, like double E and double O and all those.
In fact, I'll do that now for everybody. So if you're a brand-new listener and you go, I don't know about this too much, you know. I know that they put that in the newspaper, your horoscope, and I use the word whore, you know, but anyway, and it's an indication of what could happen to you. So it's kind of like a consensus, but let me clear the vowels out of your name. So I want you all to say your name out loud. I do this quite often, but here we go. So say your name out loud. Okay. And now I want to clear the vowels. So I'll clear the A. A's cleared. A-E-I-O-U. You know, snap my finger there. They're cleared now. I'll say your name out loud. And it may not even relate to you. Before, you know, it's like, yeah, this is me. And now it's like looking around for somebody in your room with that name. So all of a sudden, you know, gee, I'm going to say, this has to be something that might be or could be associated with the tracking barcode, because now I see how I'm relating to my name. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And, yeah, I really, really strongly recommend that healing. And once you go through the things that are listed there on the bottom, one of the choices is other. So I just set it to that and do it all the time and just put in all those numbers and words. Okay, someone has a question about what we talked about last night. Since source light is off now and not coming back, is that the case though, Ron?
It's turned off, yes. Uh-huh.
It's turned off, but it will come back, right? So their question is, what's going to happen at ascension time? You have said the light will go off in the blink of an eye and will go off back to the light if we do the work. So I'm not quite sure about exactly what this person means, but maybe you could explain again about ascension.
What happens at ascension, the light gets turned off, much like it is now, to the planet. And so we'll talk about it with the light being on here. Okay, so what happens is the darkness connects to the light only through your thoughts and emotions, okay? Otherwise, it really can't attach itself to true light, but it needs a medium to connect to. And then it can take part of that light energy, since your spirit connects to your words, and at that point it has a little bit of light energy attached to it, and the words probably go into the emotions, okay? So right away, the aliens are getting that energy of light through your words and actions and thoughts. Now, when the light, at ascension time, the light is turned off to everything. Now, everything is not turned off yet, okay, just here right now. But when everything gets turned off, then the light finds the light that you would be, because you're kind of like glowing light, okay, yourself, because you're on your battery pack. But it doesn't have any tremendous amount of energy coming to the planet or anything else, so everything looks like it's darkness. So all of a sudden, everything turns into darkness. I'm not saying that the darkness is bad. There's no light, an absence of light. And you're there kind of being lit up, and the light just finds you, and you get taken away to, we'll say, quarantine to get the darkness taken off of you. So that's sort of the way ascension works. And then from there, when the light gets turned back on again and everything is recreated in the light, then you are... have the availability, if you wish, to go to your home base energy and find your next creation that you want to be in. And that's up to you. So making it very simple, you'd find another planet to go to and a life form on that planet to live in, and then your choice when you choose to dematerialize that blueprint of what you're choosing to go into. So we'll just say that you see a planet and you go, oh, this planet has elephants on it. I want to go there. I want to be an elephant right now. I don't know what that's like, but it looks kind of cool in a sense. So you now get a blueprint of an elephant, and that you're there as an elephant. And you maybe you do it for, since there's no time, I can't really talk about time, but we'll just make it into time. You say, yeah, I've been an elephant for a month, and this is fine, and I now want to do something else. Oh, on this planet I'm seeing frogs jumping around. I want to be a frog. So you take the blueprint of the elephant, dematerialize it, find one from the earth that you're on. Remember, it has a database. And you say, okay, I want to be a frog. And now maybe you got 100 frogs or different types of frogs. You select the frog you want to have or the one you saw. I'm sort of talking in judgment here, so you have to kind of bear with me a little bit. You are analyzing with discernment, and you go, okay, I want to be a big frog. I want to get the biggest frog out there. So you find that blueprint. That's how you're a frog, as long as you want to be a frog, and that's the way it works. And you live on life force energy. So where we are now, switching gears. The light's turned off. It's been off for maybe 3 weeks now, I'm guessing, maybe a month. And the darkness now has a hard time connecting to anybody because somehow, and I don't know how the somehow would be, but people were connecting to or maybe using some of that light energy, bringing it into themselves externally. And that really kind of is a no-no because you got to use your own spirit energy. So it turned off the energy that would be here. But maybe the energy here was like a protection energy that the light gave the planet. But that's turned off now. So everybody is running on their battery packs. How long will that last? It may last for a long time. Your spirit's eternal. And so automatically the darkness goes, man, I can't get much energy because I can't draw upon that source that's stronger than each individual pieces here. And it's starting to back away. So hopefully I'm describing this to make sense to everybody. So it is, in a sense, like a pre-ascension step here. The only reason why I turned it off is because it was getting pretty heavy, and these aliens wanted to bring in all these timelines to connect to the light, to throw the light off, you know, to contaminate it. So I just turned it off. Now they can't find it. So they don't have the railroad, you know, anymore, you know, to put the slaves on. So you're just there now probably as like a free spirit, in a sense, not connected to the stuff. And the aliens don't know what to do because they have no way to connect to that super highway of light. So hopefully that answered your question. And, and also getting back to, you know, your NATO barcode, you know, your driver's license, everybody has that. Well, maybe not, but you have to be a driver to have one. And the driver is not means that you're commercial driving. So that means you're a truck driver or you're collecting money from people in your car. So that's why you need a driver's license. I won't go too far into that. Otherwise, you're a traveler. So there's a driver and a traveler. So you don't need a license or anything to dictate when you travel. But anyway, you do have like your parcel number or your taxes on your house or whatever. And you have your license plate number, if you have a license plate. Anyway, there's a lot of things out there that you need to understand and you want to get disconnected from. So just the way that the darkness can control you through numbers and letters. Okay, if you want to say your last name now, that's probably much longer than your first name. Maybe not, though. Maybe your first name is, Bartholomew, and your last name is Smith, so it wouldn't pertain to that, but say your last name out loud, and I'll clear the balls out of that. So here we go. Say it, and here we go. So clearing that away from you, all the balls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they're released now. Now say your last name, and again, it's not going to relate to you because you're not connected to a program with that name. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, and yes, thank you for saying parcel number, Ron. That's what I was trying to think of before that you could clear. And you want to clear the past, too. So, you know, if you can possibly remember or look up what your license plates were, if you lived in a different state or whatever, from things from the past, and even childhood phone numbers, if you can remember them. Probably even numbers you used to call a lot in the old days, and we would memorize everybody's phone number. I just wanted to get back to the email before you talked about when the woman fell and she probably a new clone came in. She didn't remember, but the other listener had said they get like this mental awareness that someone's dying. And what do you think is happening for them there, Ron? Is that some kind of psychic experience that's happening? Is that a mind program? What's happening to that person?
That would be a program that you're running, yes. So that would definitely be a program. I'll continue on. The other night I mentioned about, having a parachute jumping out of an airplane and you pulled the ripcord or whatever, it didn't open up, and you thought you were going to be dead, and then all of a sudden it opened up, and you go, oh, wow, but you had all that energy of emotions, okay? So I'll continue that. So so that scene went away, right? But they know that they freaked you out enough, they got a lot of energy, so now they're going to work on your partner, okay, or your best friend, we'll say. coworker or somebody, right? So now you get we'll fix them up now. We'll get another dream going. So all of a sudden, you know, same dream's kind of coming on. You're ready to get out of the airplane to jump out because you already did that once before and you're kind of now used to it. And now you're hoping that, you know, because you do have the memory of the last one where you pulled the cord, didn't work. But they didn't tell you too much about it. So now you're in the airplane, and just before you jump out, the person there says, yeah, you know, we have your best friend, you know, Sally or Joe there right now, and they're just learning how to pack parachutes. And they go, and we think they're doing a good job. Okay, it's your time to jump. And you jump out, and now you're going, oh, man, this person's a cleft, you know, or whatever. You know, they did, you know, and now you're worried all the way down. So naturally, you come to the same place where you pull the grip cord or whatever, you know, and it doesn't open up. And now you're really angry because you know that they don't do a good job. And then it opens up, mysteriously. So now you wake up in the morning. This is the punchline. You wake up in the morning, and maybe, you know, you're sleeping with that person or you see him the next day, you know, that during that day, I mean. And you have this underlying anger toward that person because they're trying to kill you. Okay? And so now they give you, I'll use the phrase, you know, like a cup of coffee, and they put extra sugar in it that you've told them 100 times. You know, you only want a teaspoon, and you want a level on the top. And now you look at them because now you're kind of suspicious, not knowing why. And they give you a teaspoon spoonful of sugar in your coffee. And now you know, they're trying to kill me by putting extra sugar in my coffee. Now you're really upset and you get in an argument with them. And they go, and for them, they don't know what's going on. They just made a mistake. But for you, you know, they try to kill you and now they're trying to do something else to you. And that's probably how arguments get started out of nowhere. So, Ann, back to you.
Okay. I'll read. It's almost time for our trip to the lightship. And I found another email I think I didn't see before the show with more suggestions, but I'll read that after when we come back. But somebody wrote in, let me see if I can get the right one. Oh, the person, that's what I wanted to read you. The person that asked you to clear the computer said that as soon as you did that clearing, the light being picture loaded up and they were able to do their clearings.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
and it really worked.
Mysterious type things, you know, that.
And then another one, at the end of every show, Ron does the mind to heart drop. And, of course, you did last night. Someone wrote in to say, Ron, your message of doing the mind to heart drop is getting through. I was reminded to drop to my heart center when I started expressing irritation at someone in my home. The person who reminded me overhears you on the radio when I'm listening. I didn't realize till now that this person was actually paying attention and doing the mind to heart drop too. I'm so pleased about this.
That's great.
That is great. Yeah, why not? Everybody, you know, live in peace. And as you always say, it's something that people tend to accept more than a lot of the things that we know as people who've done our clearings and listened to you. We try to share it with people we care about more often, ignored or worse, or ridiculed for, you know, because they don't want to believe it. But the mind to heart drop is a very simple thing that we can share with others.
Yes, that's great.
Okay, so it's a quarter of, and I'll put our requests in to the fast chat there for you, Ron.
Hey, so here we go. So this only works live, listening to the program. And here we go. We're going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And if you've been doing that, you're going to notice that your plants in your yard are much different than your neighbors if they have the same type of plants. Or maybe they're growing more. Maybe they taste better if they have fruit. So that's quite a wonderful benefit. But here we go. We're going to go into the different healing rooms. So you want to request one specific healing, and this only works live for the people who are on the BBS program listening live tonight. If you're on it on an archive, then naturally you need to realize that you're going to just have peace energy. So definitely try to come on the program live. So the first room we're going to go into, and you want to request your healing out loud. You can whisper it if you wish. The first room is, this is physical body healing, a physical condition that you have. The first room is a deer room, and we're going to bring in the deers. There's normally three of each one of these that come in. Whatever room we go into where there's animals, we'll say, or you know, fish or whatever, you know, there are going to be three of them coming to you. So here we go. Why there's three? I don't know. It's always been three. So here we go. There's three deer now in the deer room. And I'll bring the energy in so you can actually feel the energy and request your healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And the next room we have a request for is a centrifuge room. So that's used to help to release some of the harder stuff that's attached to you. So again, here we go. More energy coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room we have is the elephant room. And you can get little elephants or big ones. It's up to you. So here we go. Request what type of elephants you would like. And you can even go for a ride on one if you wish. So here we go. Elephant room. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Great. Okay. And next room is the room with the horses. And if you want to, in fact, we'll stretch this out a little bit. I've done this as a request once before here. So if you want to ride a horse, I'll leave you on the light ship for an hour, we'll say, and basically 10 minutes. So straight up on the hour, a little bit over an hour from now, right, say 70 minutes, you can be on the light ship riding your horse. And it's like, wow. So here we go. Select your horse, whatever type you would like. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And it'll also do healing with you. And you want to request that as you're riding your horse. And we're not going to come down from the light ship until an hour and, say, 10 minutes from now. And you can be in these same rooms for healing. Another location we're going to go to is the crystal detox room. So here we go. And this is the hot tub room with crystals in it. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And then we have, it's like some, maybe gemstones, I guess. We've got some rubies and garnets, so we'll go into this room, and you can request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the next room will be the floating magnet room. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship now. And you're bringing back your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants that you brought up with you. And here we go, coming back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, wow. That was very, very wonderful. I hope everyone enjoyed that and was able to make a request of the light beings. We always love to hear from people who see things. A lot of our listeners are, I don't know what that word is exactly, but more sensitive, I guess, and see the light beings and really know what's going on up on the light ship. So if anyone has anything they'd like to report or share with us, we would love to hear that, hear about that. Okay. So I want to share the email, Ron, that I missed. Someone sent in a very interesting email with their suggestions for things we could clear on the cultural heritage healing call on the 20th. So they start out by saying, it seems like our culture all come from alien control. And then it's also how culture is really how people manage their society. So they're saying things like bad chemicals in our food is a one point. Leadership control versus having your own free will. Money transaction. Gas automobiles versus electric motors is another cultural thing happening. Deregulations of rights is another point. Spy cameras. Police trafficking is a cultural point. And courts with punishment systems. So this person really thought about a lot of things that we could clear. And I would imagine, Ron, that when you do that healing, there'll be a time when, because you can't, we're getting quite a long list, and in a two-hour call, you're probably not going to get to every issue, but you probably would have time to say that we can choose one. You normally do that on calls. Do you feel that that will be the case on this one as well?
Yeah, more than likely, I would say so, because, you know, what I will do, if you're interested, you can purchase the cultural, I think it's enslavement clearing. Okay, it's a whole lifetime clearing. And what I would give you, since you're going to be on the call, if you wish to do this here, I will give you the codes for the unlimited free of charge if you want to get on this particular clearing. Because it looks like we may have, with the way people are responding to it, we might have, you know, maybe 30, 40 issues that you may want to clear, and I can't do all those in 2 hours. So if you're interested, you could purchase that clearing. Maybe you already have it. I don't know. So if you get on the call, then I need to have an email sent to me maybe after the call, okay? And show me the receipt that you purchased the clearing, and then I will send you the codes for the unlimited where you can go in there and type in maybe these 30 or 40 issues. And that'll give you a lot more mileage, and you can do that. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That's very generous. So so everyone's clear, if we purchase that clearing, the cultural enslavement clearing, you'll give us the whole life part, which is an additional $50 normally, so that's very nice. Thank you. Yes, you want to send your PayPal invoice into Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So we're getting a lot of thanks to you, Ron, about the fact that we're able to continue riding on horses, and it really is fun. I'm feeling it too. So somebody wrote in, I'm on horseback with no reins. It's the best ever. I'm on a bay quarter horse with white stockings. And
white
somebody
stocking.
Else, white stockings. Yeah, I guess, you know, that means, I think that's what they just call it when their legs are white and it kind of looks like stockings.
Yeah,
but it's really just their fur.
Wonderful.
Or their coat. And someone else wrote, this is so much fun. Thank you. I always swim underwater with my animal, and we can talk together.
Yeah, and also request your healing. Yeah, it's you will be able to communicate telepathically using that term with the light being that's showing up as your horse. So it can do healing on you as you're riding. So this is wonderful. So back to you.
Okay. Well, yes, that's right, Ron. We kind of knew that, but thank you for saying that the horse is actually a light being, because it's not like any horse we're going to find on Earth, right? It's pure source energy horse, where our horses on Earth came from, you know, but they sadly have some darkness in them just as we do, right?
Yep, you get a lot of horsepower up there.
The pure. And somebody else wrote in, my lightship garden. Ron, you mentioned that the gardens going to the lightship look different than our neighbors. That is true in my case. My plants and trees are flourishing despite the drought and poor soil. I thank you for the beauty, and so does my gardener for the extra work and pay. Tomorrow on the call, can you activate water for our gardens?
Yeah, we'll have to see how that works. I could do that, yes. I would think you probably have sprinklers, okay? So, or a water system, maybe. You know, I don't know. Or if you're on the call and you want to get out there with the hose and squirt, you know, you can do that too, and we'll activate the water for people who would like to do that. Yes, that can be done. Back to you.
That's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you, listener. And just to remind everyone, tomorrow Ron has an 8-hour healing call. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can sign up for that on the website, creationlightship.com. There's more information there. You can actually click through to it right on the top of the website. And it's wonderful. And if you enjoyed our short visit tonight to the lightship for healing, tomorrow is all day. And Ron really concentrates mostly on getting all the alien energies out of us, but you also have time to request your physical healings. Is there anything else you want to say about tomorrow, Ron?
No, it's just a wonderful call, getting rid of alien critters. We did a lot of the pins on the last one, I think. I don't know what will happen. Each one is a little different. But it's
right.
All stuff, you know, is being done to you against your free will. We try to take stuff away from you. So we'll just see what happens on this particular call, what I'm going to be doing. But typically it's designed to get rid of stuff off of you, and you're put in quarantine. And basically, as you get abducted and the aliens take a part of you away, maybe like your little finger or something, and they got it in the test tube or something or whatever, then you got a fake finger, a replica there, and then we look at that and know that it's not you, and we go try to find your finger and your spirit energy. Or your spirit energy. Maybe you have your finger there, but your spirit isn't there. So that's what we do, is get rid of the critters and the poisons and toxins and stuff that your body is holding. So many things happen at once on this call. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. And in addition to however you end up doing some water for people's gardens tomorrow, you do charge a lot of water for us throughout the day, and that's a wonderful benefit too. Okay, so we have a question about a healing, Ron. Can you please tell me how to use the special generic Unlimited? I heard on a BBS show to write grief or bitterness after your name. Is this true?
Boy, you'd have to answer that, Ann. I don't remember.
Okay, I can answer that. The generic, special generic clearing is primarily meant for physical issues and only things that are not on the website. So there's so many clearings on the website. So grief would not be something. I believe there's a grief clearing. Am I right about that? I have to check. But bitterness, you did a special clearing of bitterness for us, Ron, and you did say if you have the special generic clearing to write bitterness, or you may have said after any whole life clearing that you have, like the emotional body, to clear bitterness, because that is definitely not on the website, and you did give us that option, and you found that a lot of people were suffering from bitterness, and I think a lot of people found out they felt bitter but didn't really realize it. So I hope that answers the person's question. And then you use it just like a regular healing. You put your name in. I always put my name in time and out of time at the top. And then clear bitterness. I don't think grief, but I'll check. And if that didn't answer your question, you know, just send it in again, or send in exactly what it is you need, and I'll try to answer it. And somebody wrote in, let me see here. sorry about that. Okay, someone wrote in a report on what they saw on the light ship, and this is wonderful. Tonight, the light ship doctor elephants were smaller, and I asked for a healing on my body part, and immediately all three elephants were massaging me with the tips of their trunks. I was giggling out loud because it was wonderful. Thank you, Ron.
Sweet.
Yeah. So this person really got it, that the little elephants were doctors. Light being Dr. Elephants.
Yep, that's very nice.
Okay. I did just want to check and put in grief. I know we have sadness on the website is a healing, and no, grief does not come up. See, I don't recall you ever giving away or saying that we could clear grief. Would you say that's something that this person could do on the generic, special generic whole life clearing, Ron? They want to clear grief?
Yeah, I would say so. And you may want to put the word grief in on your unlimited versions on the different bodies, like the emotional body or something, and put that there possibly also.
Okay, so for like if we've done the whole life emotional and mental or feeling and sensory and all those, we can clear grief. That's a great idea.
To just go into the unlimited version, so you got to purchase that, and that's $50. So go in there and do that one and, you know, put that word in there.
Right, and every time we're clearing all of these issues and emotions, we're really helping our bodies out, aren't we, Ron? Because these things get stuck in our bodies, too.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. Definitely.
Okay. So we're nearing the end, Ron. I don't know if you feel we might need to release aliens again or if there's any other healings you would like to do before we close the show. I'll just remind everybody that the September 10th healing call that's going to be the cultural heritage disconnection costs $20, and you will either pay in the PayPal through the PayPal donation button, or there'll be a link on an email if you're on Ron's mailing list, and if you're not, you'll want to get on that, which you sign up for that on his website on the right-hand side. And it's going to start at 10:30 in the morning, Pacific time, and last for about 2 hours. So that's it for me, Ron, if you want to...
I'll clear three different orbs so you can see what that's like. We're kind of changing venue a little bit here, but here we go. We have a clearing on the website. Maybe you can see where the orb clearing is, and then I'll do a clearing, okay?
Okay. We do have the orb clearing, and it goes through different colors that you clear. It is a whole life clearing because they're very prevalent, and they're around us, and they've been around us, and it's there's quite a long description here about it you can read, and it also says that you described it June 7th, 2010 on the BBS radio show. So if you want to learn more about orbs, you could go back and listen to that on the archive. Again, June 7th, 2010. So that's interesting. And so I guess, do you want me to pick some colors, Ron?
Yeah, let's pick three colors.
Red, yellow, and orange.
Okay, so here we go. I'm going to release the red orb color. Now, it may not be that color as we know it as being, red, okay? But there will be something associated with that as far as a frequency. Okay, so I'm just using colors to designate a frequency that this would be. I could call them orb A, orb B, orb C, but that doesn't sound as exciting as colors. So here we go. Red orbs, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See if your skin is getting released from this kind of like a vampire type thing sucking your energy out. I don't know how else to say it, but here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I think you said orange. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Orange orbs, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, what other color?
I think I said yellow.
Yellow, okay. Yellow orbs, releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay, everybody. We're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. You may not feel this right now, but you should use this when you're not listening to the program, because you're probably more in the present moment now. So you may say, yeah, I heard this and it doesn't feel much of a difference. Well, you're more in the present moment now than you probably were in the whole day. But tomorrow you may not be, so do this. Do it every hour. And this is the instructions. It's very, very simple. And we do have an orb clearing on the website on the left-hand side. It's one of the recommended ones that people should do, as you may get some relief. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit. Next part is to take the thoughts in my head. And then next part, and drop them into my heart. And we're going to come from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. You can actually feel the energy of your thoughts go down. And then you won't be able to think. You're going to be at peace. It won't have anything talking to you or bugging you. No more mind chatter. And the more often you do it, the better you're going to feel. So here we go. So taking these thoughts down, your spirit's now going to be doing this for you. So 10, say it out loud. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, there we go. Okie doke. So blessings, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the program. You'll be on your horse for about 55 minutes here, so request healing. And give us some emails on how it feels. I'd like to know what you experience and what kind of healing you're having. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Blessings to all of you listeners. Hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow. It's an 8-hour call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific. So bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks,
thank
all. Bye, Ron.